What was the thought process behind the new limited edition of I'm No Dummy?
That's a great question. And it came out of a conversation with Doug Zwick of Pop Twist Entertainment, where just casually I mentioned that my deal with Salient was up. And I was thinking that, oh, it's kind of sad, you know, that all of a sudden your film might disappear, you know?
Yeah.
And so he says, what do you think we could do with this? And I said, well, you know, I've shot 150 hours, and we never had the chance to really do a lot of the extras, and there was so much that was interesting to me. And he said, what do you think about a two-disc limited edition set, a re-release? And I know, and he agreed, that re-releases are tough. You know, they're hard to do, and they aren't always successful. But he thought, because it had done very well with the previous distributor, that it could do well again, not only with a new audience, but with the old audience and a second disc. So I kind of went through all the materials to check first if there was things that I thought would really be exciting for a second disc, people that I wanted to explore a little bit more, and that's how it kind of came about. And when I presented it to him and said, this is the way I want to go, he was like, we're in. We'd love to do it. And that was, it was fun. The funny thing about it was, going back into the documentary, because I, for the director's commentary, I had to obviously watch it again, and I hadn't seen it in several years. You know, you kind of move on and you do other projects.
Sure.
And you think about other things. So you don't keep watching your own movies. You know, years will go by before you see it again. And it was stunning to me that I wouldn't change a frame. And that was really kind of surprising. When I went back and I said, you know what? I would not change the documentary. But there are some fun things that I could put on a second disc that I think people would really enjoy. And that was an expanded Vent Haven Museum. As you know, we're huge supporters and are on the board of advisors for the museum.
Mm-hmm.
And so there were really exciting stories that I thought could be shared. And those are on the second disc. An expanded section about Jimmy Nelson, who I just adore.
Mm-hmm.
Marge and I, producer Marjorie Angusser and I, manage Jimmy's website. We actually built it, put it together, because Jimmy didn't have a presence online.
Wow.
So we built JimmyDannyFarfel.com for him. And this whole new audience just blew up, where people were finding Jimmy from their youth.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because people have been sending them pictures of them with their puppet from like 30, 40 years ago or
wow.
more, when they were a child. And then they send a picture of them sitting on their couch, for instance, with their puppet now. And we see them many years later. We're thinking of actually opening a page to that, because we didn't realize how influential he was on kids. And these aren't ventriloquists or anything. They're business people, doctors, nurses, whatever, you know,
yeah.
lawyers, attorneys. But they had a Danny O'Day puppet as a child and
wow.
still remember Jimmy. So it was nice to do a Jimmy section, kind of how he got it started, and what his influences were, and things like that. And then I also expanded into an area that I thought was really interesting, which was the internationals. Alan Blumenstick, an Israeli ventriloquist, who was born in the United States but moved at age 13 to Israel. He had a nice little section, I thought, but we couldn't really put it in the documentary, but it's in the extras. And Dr. Steve O'Schuling, who is a ventriloquist in Germany and has a school of ventriloquism in Germany, even though he's an orthopedic surgeon, and his story I found very interesting. And then the last thing was, we made the documentary before Terry Fader really became Terry Fader.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to do a little piece on him. So we contacted Terry and said, listen, you weren't in the original documentary, and you're not, we're not going to put you and recut the documentary, but can we add you to the second disc and talk about your life and talk about some things that have never been discussed? And he was like, absolutely. So we went to Vegas, shot him, and was able to put a little bit of him and Winston to kind of fill it out, because, you know, Jeff, Jay, Lynn, Terry, some of those people are big in the ventriloquist world and all deserve to be together.
Sure.
And so we kind of brought them all together, even if it is two discs. So that's really how it kind of started and then how it blossomed into a two-disc set.
What was it like to work with Terry? I mean, he's more than a ventriloquist, you know what I mean? He's completely unique. What was his story like without, you know, giving too much away?
Well, what was fascinating to me is that there was something that I think had always been kind of in the back of my mind, but I couldn't articulate it at the time.
Mm-hmm.
As a journalist, you know how that is. There's something back there. You're saying, there's something there. I see something in this story, but I can't quite get my hands wrapped around it.
Mm-hmm.
And after speaking with Terry, I got it. I got it immediately, which was Jeff, Jay, Lynn, all these people, they've done something very unique, which is they found something they love, ventriloquism. They then perfected it, and then they found something very unique. And that's what separated them from any other ventriloquist or any other entertainer. And you can actually apply this to life or to business, is that if you're going to be just like everybody else, you're like everybody else. So what's the point? But Jeff is very different. He is a stand-up comedian, first and foremost, who has a partner. Jay is a vaudevillian,
mm-hmm.
and has a very intellectual kind of comedy, and that's very different. And then Terry is an impressionist, but the figure is doing the impressions,
yeah.
not him. Like Danny Gans was in Vegas. He mm-hmm. Danny Gans was doing all the impressions. But Terry has the figures do it, and that's unique. And that's what was really fascinating to me about having then sat with Terry, is I've had a chance to look at these people separately and say, that's it. That's what was in the back of my mind. How did these people become successful? And it was this combination of sticking to it, perfecting it, finding something you love, and then twisting it, turning it, and saying, I'm going to do something different from what anybody else is doing at this moment. And that became a life lesson for me, which was, okay, filmmaking, perfect it, but find stories that are completely unique. Continue to move forward, but find something very different. And, you know, as I said, I think you can apply this to business and to life and to anything else. And so that's one of the things that I thought was interesting about spending some time with Terry. And he's very, very sweet and gracious, and as all these people are. They're in a unique art form, and they tend to be really sweet and really nice because it is such a strange and new, unique art form, you know. So, mm-hmm.
So bottom line, why should someone buy the limited editions? If someone that's bought it already, why should they buy it? Someone that hasn't, why should they buy it?
Well, if you haven't seen I'm No Dummy, I think you'll be amazed at what your preconceptions are, or what you thought it was and what it really is as an art form. And then also you can kind of expand on that with the two-disc set. For those that have purchased I'm No Dummy, you're not going to find any of this material anywhere else, the extra material. So if you enjoyed I'm No Dummy and want to learn more about the museum and want to learn more about Jimmy and want to learn more about the internationals and want to see Terry sitting down doing an interview, then that this two-disc set is definitely for you. So if you're into ventriloquism or you're into documentaries and enjoyed this one, you definitely can get, I mean, it's about 2.5 hours of extras.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of material that you can wade through and really, I think, enjoy. So I think it serves both. The people that have never seen it before, you now get so much more with the original documentary, and the same goes for people who have seen it. You get so much more, and you can revisit the documentary. You know, if you loved it once, you'll love it again.